With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Podcart and welcome to the new series of podcasts. Thanks so much for tuning in. I am going to be bringing you songs every week from artists all around the world and not only new music but from more established bands as well. Honey Lung. It's a London post-grunge quartet, and that is their third single, which is called Sophomore. And they headline, it's ahead of their headline show at Camden Assembly on the 2nd of May. But they'll also be at the Great Escape Festival as well. The Jamie from the band has actually said that Built to Spill were a big influence, which I can certainly hear in previous songs. And they also take influences from Minor Shoegaze in terms of Ride, and he said Modest Mouse. For me, it is drenched in Siamese Dream. I get the same kind of buzz from that as the first time I heard Cherub Rock blasting in my ears on my personal stereo, and it was a thoroughly beautiful moment. The vocals are intense, and it's just as anthemic as I would say that album is, as seminal as it is. It's like fucking punching you right in the gut, and you just kind of want to hug your pals, get pissed and snog, and that's what it makes me feel. So thanks guys. Moving on to something very different, and this is Vessels.
Thank you.
That was Radiant by Vessels. I've played this band so many times. I've written about them loads and I've raved about them. They're a Leeds five-piece and that's the first cut to be taken from a new album to be released later this year. I first discovered them through an album called Whitefields and Open Devices back in 2008 and I was lucky enough to review them for Roxham magazine. And they were supported by a now defunct band by the name of Faz Kez, who were phenomenal from Edinburgh. The Vessels themselves, they've got this precision which they craft their music, and it's not to be underestimated. It's just to be admired, really. And I say this all the time, but you have to see them live. Their electronic stuff can be compared to some of the best club nights I've been to, but on the flip side, they do math rock and just improv in such a way that is just quite mesmerizing to look at. But do check out their whole back catalogue. I just want to quickly describe the surroundings I am in. I am in a room surrounded by Marshall amps, and I've unfortunately got a picture of Morrissey and some The Beatles, but that's counterbalanced by Sonic Youth and David Bowie, thankfully. I do record this podcast at home, and it's obviously not my choice to put some of these people on the walls, but I suppose you have to have a compromise in life. We'll move on. And the next artist, which is a kind of fairly popular one within Glasgow and Scotland in the DIY community, and it's Lush Purr. First release and a different mix, which actually came out via Fuzzkill Records, called I Admit It. Clearly influenced, well, I say clearly, I always say this, and then I get thrown a curveball by someone saying, no, I wasn't influenced by that at all. But we hear a kind of Manchester post-punk reminiscent of bands like Magazine, and then you've got others, The Fall, Wire, definitely coming through on that. It's released via a song by Toad now, so they're a traitor to Fuzzkill and they've jumped ship to Matthew over in Edinburgh. There's a beautiful community of bands out there at the moment via the likes of aforementioned Fuzzkills, Song by Toad, but Lost Map, Dead Beat, they all seem to kind of overlap with some of the individual artists they have that have their own idiosyncrasies. But the great thing is that when you kind of put them on bills together, they marry, they seem to all have a you know, something in common with one another. And it's a really wonderful new wave of bands that are coming through Scotland and Glasgow at the moment. Lushpur, so you can see them with on the 9th of May at the Old Hairdressers, and they'll be playing later in the month with Savage Mansion. Next, we have the mighty Ultras.
We'll be right back.
You've a foul mouth, John Barleycorn. I don't know why I feel like I've got to say it in that way, is the song title. It's almost like this, this thing that kind of takes over you. Sorry, Gav. That's Ultras, and the album is coming out the 28th of April. I just need to stop here and tell everyone and just hijack this moment. The 28th of April is my birthday, and since the music industry release day and film releases have changed, I think it's quite a blessing. I've got so much coming out on that day that I've got it. I'm off. And I'm going to be consuming as much as I possibly can, apart from certain artists that are coming out on that day that are shit. I won't name those, though, because, you know, sometimes you just have to be humble because there's other stuff that is great. I know a Mew album is coming out that day, but Ultras is coming out on the 28th of April as well via Hello Thor Records. It's the brainchild of multi-instrumentalist Gav Prentice. He was in a band called Over the Wall, and that's how I first got to know him. He was as part of a duo, and it was just a wonderful outfit, and he's kind of really taken elements of that into Ultras. We have actually got a video coming out with Gav talking about the record, the meanings behind it and the themes. And he's such an interesting person to talk to. He's so politically driven, but his brain is like a fucking switchboard. And I'd really love to kind of almost do this cyborg thing and tap into it. The track was produced by the inimitable Meow Meow, who everything he touches I love, which sounds a bit weird, but just purely in a musical sense, nothing else. And I think this track really showcases how versatile Ultras are. It's just a really diverse album, and it's a true body of work in every sense. He kind of describes it as he worked it as like a hip-hop mixtape, but if you read the lining notes to the record, it kind of, it's one of those moments, I think, with anyone that's a vinyl lover, if you read the lining notes or if you read the inserts that have a story, you kind of have a bigger appreciation and a bigger connection to a record. And that's what Gav's done. Next, we have one of my favourite new artists, and I do this thing where if I pronounce something and it's wrong, I don't care, but it's Vild.
If I do, but not if not, I made life. so convoluted in my world. Pleasure rose in endless bounds and bounds, giving the method was the easiest I brought upon myself.
Single from Vild. I'm hoping it's pronounced like that, because otherwise you just kind of go through a thing that it's like Versace and instead of Versace, and Gucci instead of Gucci, and not that I'm, you know, comparing you to fashion brands or anything, but it's let's get into the important stuff. Melbourne born, Stockholm based, which is Christ, it's quite intense. Thomas Savage's project. And he has been going since 2016 in this guise. He was part of a band called Kins, who were absolutely incredible. And his previous track, Strictly Speaking, under under Vild, was a song of the day on our site, and it's just as special. He's got a gift of creating this tension in his music that makes you feel really unsettled, and his vocal is sensational. I hope there is an album on the way, because every single that has come out has just hit me so hard. He said that the subject matter of the song is somewhat a, I'm quoting him now, it's a crammed amalgamation of ideas, part inspired by the film Ace in the Hole, where a news reporter begins to twist events in a dark way to gain fame through his portrayal of a story. There's some pretty bleak imagery in the lyrics, yet bits of the optimism sleep through too, provoking a sense of solitude, release and calm. And I guess that kind of calls back to what I say about there's this unsettling feeling that you get from his music, and that's something I really tap into. Whilst I like music that is happy, I prefer music that's exceptionally sad and depressing and dark and haunting, and almost like that sketch in The Fast Show where the person sees the colour black and they are immediately thrust into this kind of almost rabbit hole of despair. But it, for me, it provides joy. So yeah, moving on, we have Frida Sandemo, and this is called It's Okay.
Feels like And it's okay to tear down what's been a wall. It's been a weight. Now this is how life's run.
Goosebumps moment for me. I find it quite an emotional one. It's funny with, I think that the field is and the plane of music is sometimes quite saturated with songs that have this structure of, you know, that orchestral crescendo, diminuendo and so on, and you kind of start to recognize this as time goes on. But for me there was just something different about that set it apart. And she's releasing her debut album soon. The arrangement on the track is just a euphoric gem, and it's got this almost film scoring orchestral accompaniment. You could definitely imagine soundtracking some kind of biopic. I and a lot of people I know are looking forward to her album, and I think it's going to really kind of put her on the map. I hope so, because I know that she's, you know, she's, well, I say she's been going for a long time, she's been working hard, as have quite a lot of artists. Speaking of kind of a saturated field, I think this is more of a flip side. I've noticed over the last, especially the last 6 months, there's this kind of type of music that seems to be dulling our brain cells down, and it's like this slowed down trap bass, and you've got this high-pitched vocal sample, and it's almost like the 101 to how to write a Chainsmokers song, which is almost actually someone, I think someone did a YouTube video, but I seem to get literally, I'm not joking, about 20 of these songs a week. And I just feel that it's, if you're going to write a song like this, what's the point if you're going to sound like everyone else? And I'd love to speak to an artist. If you write a song like this, or if you feel that you identify with this, this is not a Jeremy Kyle advert, by the way. I'm intrigued to kind of understand how you feel that it sounds different, because it doesn't. It sounds shit. I'm going to move on to the last song, which is a band called Part Chimp. This is called The Saturn Superstition, and it was actually recommended by Stacey Walton as part of our New Music Spotify playlist. So Stacey kind of has worked with Rock Action for a while, and Rock Action, as many people will know, or if you don't know, is part of, I guess, Mogwai. It's their independent label, and they've done extremely well, and they've done it in a way that is... kind of gained a lot of respect. I have to say Craig Hargreave. If I don't mention his name, then I guess there might be blood or something, because he does a lot of stuff for the label. But we've had previous guests. I mean, James from Twilight Sad, he works with the label and so on. So it's pretty impressive. This song is Boz Out. Just riff-tastic. It's the first time I heard it on the selection of 10 songs that we get each week for the playlist. It was the first song that I went back to and played immediately, and then I just kept putting it on repeat. So that's pretty much how it is. Part Chimp are obviously quite a well-known band, and they're someone that is well-respected within the music community. They're from London, and they were formed back in 2000. On their Wikipedia, it says, they play rock music with elements of noise, which is prolific, but they have... they do have this kind of reputation for blowing your eardrums. And it's part of the beautiful discography that Rock Action continue to kind of put out. And this is just a really good way to end the podcast. Thanks for listening, and see you next week. We'll be right back.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.